Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about finding profitable app ideas. It's not about coding all night. It's about parties. Intriguing, right?
Parties? I'm all ears. I'm always looking for the next big app idea, and if it involves snacks and socializing, sign me up. So, how does this party to product pipeline, or PPPE, actually work?
Well, it's not just about partying. It's about actively listening. The creator calls it the ears method. Eavesdrop, analyze, record, and spot patterns. You go to these social gatherings, and you really listen to what people are saying, what their frustrations are. You know, those "I wish there was an app for that" moments.
Got it. Eavesdropping for entrepreneurial inspiration. Makes sense. Can you give us an example?
Sure. The creator overheard someone at a party say, "I wish I could play the piano like that." Now on the surface, that's a simple statement. But what's the underlying need? They probably don't want to spend years learning music theory. They want to quickly learn a few songs to impress their friends. That's the app idea.
Ah, so it's about digging deeper, understanding the why behind the wish. I like it. It's not about building an app that teaches you everything about piano, but an app that teaches you just enough to be the life of the party.
Exactly. Then comes validation. You don't want to waste time building something nobody wants. Keyword research using tools like App Store or Astro is key. Check the search volume in competition. Low volume? Maybe rethink the angle. High competition? Still potentially viable, but you'll need a strong marketing strategy.
Keyword research, essential stuff. So you're not just relying on data, you're also going back to the parties, right? Testing the waters, gauging people's reactions to your brilliant new idea.
Precisely. Get some real-world feedback. See if people's eyes light up when you pitch it. And another smart move? Short-form content marketing. The creator uses TikTok, Shorts, and Reels to test app ideas and prime their social media accounts for launch.
Clever. You build some hype, get feedback, and teach the algorithms who your target audience is, all at the same time. I'm curious, though. This sounds time-consuming. How do you balance all this with, you know, actual app development?
It's all about working smarter, not harder. The example given is documenting the piano learning journey. Day 7 piano speedrun. Showing progress, showcasing the app, and building an audience organically. Plus, it generates content ideas and gets people talking.
Piano speedrun. I love it. It's engaging, it's relatable, and it subtly promotes the app without being a blatant ad. Brilliant. This whole PPPE strategy is a game changer. It's not just about building apps. It's about understanding people, solving real problems, and marketing strategically. Thanks for breaking it down.
Absolutely. It's all about finding those hidden gems in plain sight. So, next time you're at a party, keep your ears open. You never know what brilliant app idea you might overhear. And with that, we wrap up today's discussion. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.